A big blow to the Russian military. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Ukrainian forces say one of their missiles hit a Russian warship, the flagship of their Black Sea fleet.
It's a major, major act by the Ukrainians because there are massive amounts of ammunition on the Moskva, including torpedoes and anti-aircraft missiles. There are mixed reports about if the vessel sank or not, but Russian state media says the ship was evacuated, confirming the incident took place.
Fox's Trey Yingst, a senior U.S. defense official, says the Moskva is still moving on its own power for now, but on fire. Ukrainian forces also say they took out an entire Russian military column on a bridge around the second largest city of Kharkiv, where intense Russian shelling continues. Another abortion fight may be set in motion with the stroke of a governor's pen in Florida, where Fox's Evan Brown is live.
And Lisa, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis signs a law making his state the latest to adopt a so-called heartbeat law banning abortions beyond 15 weeks, stating states enacting similar laws say they have new discoveries about babies challenging the 26-week standard of fetal viability set by Roe v. Wade.
They can move, they can taste, they can see, they can feel pain, they can suck their thumbs. And they have brain waves.
The U.S. Supreme Court will be deciding the constitutionality of a similar law in Mississippi. Oklahoma last week banned abortion entirely, except when a mother's life is in peril, Lisa.
Thanks, Evan. The Republican National Committee voting unanimously to withdraw from the Commission on Presidential Debates, accusing the commission of bias and vowing to find better debate platforms. The eventual Republican presidential nominee could decide to attend the commission's debates anyway. Meantime, the Democratic Party stripping Iowa of its first-in-the-nation primary status and requiring all four of the earliest voting states to reapply for early state status. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
More protests scheduled for today in Michigan after Grand Rapids police released video footage of the fatal police shooting of Patrick LaLoya earlier this month that happened during a traffic stop.
The reason for the traffic stop is that the plates did not belong on that car. LaLoya seems confused. He is noncompliant and takes off running. The Grand Rapids police officer catches and tackles him. They wrestle for a while. The officer pulls out a taser, which police say was fired twice unsuccessfully. The body cam video shows LaLoya at one point grabs a taser. It should be noted the officer's body camera video was turned off during the struggle. As the two wrestle, the officer repeatedly yells, "Let go of the taser." The officer can be seen pulling his sidearm, and a single fatal shot is fired into the back of LaLoya's head.
Fox's Mike Tobin. LaLoya's family has called it an execution. For now, a state police investigation continues. Imagine paying interest on a dog. It happens in some states, including at least one where it's not supposed to.
Leasing a dog is like leasing a car, says the Massachusetts Attorney General, but also harmful, expensive, and illegal in Massachusetts. The state AG announcing a California finance company, Monterey, will pay more than $900,000 to settle charges of illegally leasing dogs in Massachusetts. Some states allow the practice where the pet mom or dad makes monthly payments on the lease, often with astronomical interest rates, plus a big payout at the end to keep your dog. Missed payments can result in your dog being repossessed. Pet-friendly states where dog leasing is banned: Washington, Indiana, New Jersey, New York, California, and Nevada. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
The man accused of a mass shooting on a New York City subway train this week has just made his first court appearance. He has been ordered held without bail. Prosecutors say he terrified the entire city. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.